This is New England Public Radio. Driver's licenses for all and updating the rules of the road. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Katie Lannon with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
You know, recently there were a series of marches held in Worcester, Springfield, and elsewhere in support of driver's licenses for immigrants who are undocumented. Now, participants hope to tap into family separation, anger, and the larger issue of deportation. Katie, how does a driver's license figure in?
Well, you know, and this is an issue, Carrie, that we hear about really every session. There's always legislation filed on Beacon Hill to address this. Supporters of granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants point out that it's a safety issue and a family caretaking issue. If you need to take someone to a medical appointment or drop your kids off at school, you need a driver's license, particularly out there in the western part of the state where it's not like you can just hop on the T. So that's really kind of the point supporters try to make.
So if an immigrant without a license is caught, that's where the deportation figures in?
Yeah, exactly. People are concerned about kind of the exposure to law enforcement and potentially immigration enforcement there, and you never know kind of what might come next from that point. That's another point that advocates have been making recently as they continue advocating for the Safe Communities Act that would restrict local cooperation with federal immigration enforcement.
And while we're talking about driving, this week lawmakers are considering a road safety bill. What's in it?
Yeah, they'll be considering several bills this week. We're really in the thick of hearing season now, starting to get rolling. And one of the main ones is a bill from the governor that would ban handheld cell phone use while driving. It's illegal to text now, but you can still dial the phone. And people say, the governor among them, that it's time to, you know, go to the next stage there and try to end distracted driving.
Last week, supporters of school funding reform rallied at the State House ahead of hearings on the issue. Katie, can you lay out what advocates are calling for in school funding reform and what possible legislative hurdles lie ahead?
Yeah, well, it's really an interesting time to be following education funding because there's a wide consensus that the current formula for state funding for schools is not getting the job done, and an interest in reforming it. The governor and several lawmakers have proposals on the table. The big questions really remaining are kind of how fast do you go? There was a report a few years ago that said the current school formula underestimates the costs by $1 billion or more each year because of expenses like employee health care, special education, and the cost of educating low-income students and English language learners. The governor's put forward a 7-year plan that he says can be instituted without raising taxes. There are certainly, and we heard from quite a few advocates last week on Friday, who want to go faster and invest more.
So is the debate about this really just in the speed of an education funding increase, or are there actually people who are opposed to it?
You know, I think what you hear is really more disagreement or lack of consensus on the details. There are people who think there should be more accountability measures, more opportunities for the state to encourage innovation or make sure that the money is going where it's supposed to be. But it seems like everyone's really on the same page that it's time to find some way to change the current funding formula.
Every year around the NCAA basketball tournament, you know, we hear reports about lost productivity in the workplace. How about on Beacon Hill? Does March Madness get in the way of lawmaking?
Well, I won't cop to any personal lost productivity, but I will note we had the Northeastern game on in here last week, and I've definitely seen a few brackets around Beacon Hill. Some lawmakers are certainly filling them out as well, but I think they're managing to find a little bit of time for everything.
Katie Lannon, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.